Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week. Another bloody international break to ruin my fantasy flow. And just as the tides are turning, this is game week with Dan Pryor and me, Matt Dyson. And could Dan's luck be changing? I think it could be. King of the game week on his bench. Dan, has your luck finally run out?
No.
Do you feel a change, though, in, you know, the way things are going? Because earlier on in the season, everything you touched turned to gold. Now it's turning to something not gold, you know. That's a bit like a sort of, like fecal matter.
Wasabi.
So, I mean, yeah, I've beaten you for 2 weeks in a row now. Mo Salah isn't doing as well. You know, it's almost looking like you're a one-man team for that whole first part of the season. And to be fair, Mo Salah hasn't even blanked yet, but he's just dropped off a little bit, hasn't he? And that's affecting your points, would you say?
It's not about Mo Salah. It was a freak week. Chelsea 1-1 with Burnley. Liverpool lose to West Ham. It was a weird week. That's not. It doesn't strike me as unusual that in the week when all the results were a bit weird, your team did well.
Yes, but Cancelo, 14 points, top scoring player, your third substitute. I mean, it was a strange choice. And I remember you mentioned that on last week's pod, and I thought, I mean, I don't know about that. I'm not sure that's the right thing to do. What Dan does, do the opposite, has come back. I think some people have pointed out on Twitter, Dan. You know, maybe there's a shift. The sands are shifting. Do you think? I can see something changing. There's a dramatic shift in the way things are going, the way it looks going, the way things are falling. You know, when the ball goes for certain teams at certain points in the season, I think there's been a paradigm shift. Do you feel it?
I don't feel it, Matt. I think you had a
69 points, Dan. 69 points, and I had Fornals on my bench with 12 points. It was the best I've done in eight. I should have had 7. I should have had 80-odd points if I'd have put Fornals in instead of one of my rubbish strikers. I can't believe how bad my strikers are doing at the moment. Ivan Toney's been an absolute waste of time, hasn't he? This good run of fixtures has been awful for him. Antonio's gone a bit quiet, and Ronaldo did nothing again and was lucky to not get sent off again.
Told you about Antonio before, about selling him. I think that's about 8 game weeks. He's had 1 week where he scored any good points in.
Yeah.
It's hard to get rid of him, I guess, because West Ham are doing so well. So, but with Brentford, I mean, that place needs nuking.
What?
Nuke Brentford. Bueno. Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Wasters in my squad.
They've done nothing. Well, I mean, there were quite a few wasters in your squad this week, Dan, weren't there? I mean,
no, them two.
It was, you've got Mount, his wisdom teeth have really scuppered you again, haven't they? Vardy's gone off the boil, dare I say it.
He had an assist, it was VAR mildly off.
And your Chelsea defenders didn't score because of that Vidra goal, which I suppose was quite unexpected, to be fair.
Yeah.
Rafinha still keeps scoring, doesn't he? He's a nice player to have this season. But
yeah, he's been on.
Yeah, what did you get? What points did you get?
42 average, 49 is what I got.
Just always get just above average.
Would have had about 70. If I played Cancelo and Ramsdale, I'd have had like 70-odd points. So it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's a blip. I mean, you've had a couple of blips.
I need some surgery. I need to have a little Brentfordoctomy to get rid of those two.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, though. Are you not going to give Brentford one more game? I thought they had one more favourable
fixture. They've got Newcastle
away.
Yeah.
But
and then
Mount.
Mount has been a terrible buy.
Oh, yeah.
Came off a hat-trick.
I think a lot of people are in a similar boat to you with Mount there, signing him after the hat-trick and then his teeth playing up. I mean, no one knew that was happening, did they?
I've got Saka, and obviously it's Smith Rowe, who you said don't buy because he's inconsistent and hasn't done it yet.
No, I said up until this point he had been. But now he's suddenly started to prove himself, you know, obviously.
It's too late for that, really, for me, I think, though. And also, I mean, Liverpool's fixtures
are... Yeah, I think it's too late.
Liverpool away, and then they got Man U away and Everton away coming up, so it does get tough.
Yeah, I don't think the time's right. So yeah, but yeah, I mean, your Arsenal players have done all right for you, though, haven't they?
Yeah, mostly on my bench usually, though. But yeah, they've had a lot of clean sheets in the last few games. And
oh yeah, because Ramsdale, you keep benching him. Obviously, I mean, you've got two good goalkeepers there. I've got a bit of a goalkeeping problem at the moment.
You've got a crisis in goal.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a crisis because Rayo got injured, carrying on the nuke Brentford theme, which I don't encourage. I quite like Brentford. It's a nice part time. And he's out for months, but his price isn't going down. So I'm just leaving him there. He's just sort of rotting on my bench. I'm like, well, I can live with one goalkeeper for now, thanks, if his price isn't being affected. And now Sanchez in goal for Brighton, that late sending off, when he just clipped his foot, didn't he?
Took him out.
Callum Wilson's foot, just clipped him. And it was fair enough, you know, and he took it for the team and it secured a draw. But annoyingly, he's now out for a while, so I do need to replace him. The question is, who do I replace him with? Now, I blew all my money getting Son in for no real return, which was a bit annoying. Granted, but I think, you know, they've got a good run of games under Conte to come. So I'm looking at the cheap end goalkeepers at the moment. I don't think I've got enough for Lloris. I'm sort of tempted by Lloris again there, because now Conte's going to tighten things up in defence for you, and Lloris can go on fairly decent runs, and you've got this green run of fixtures that I quite like for Tottenham. But I think he's a bit too expensive perhaps, so maybe I'm thinking Gaeta will come to my aid again, Dan, because also Palace tightened up at the back a bit recently. Possibly a big money goalkeeper and make a little 4-point hit change and get either Mendy or Ederson in.
Why would you get Mendy?
Just because I guess
Alexander Arnold, Cancelo, Mendy, all my players.
All of your players. I've had trouble with Alexander Arnold for years. Chilwell. Yeah, you got Chilwell after. I mean, I'm really tempted by James at the moment, but I just think he's going to keep getting dropped again soon. But the way he's playing, they can't drop him, can they?
Fixtures, Leicester away, Man U at home, and then they've got West Ham away coming up. So their fixtures are going to get a little bit tougher, but then...
Yeah, but it's Chelsea's defence, isn't it?
Their festive fixtures are very good. So,
but it's him in goal, and he's doing really well, and he's worth the 6.2. Or do I stick with the cheap goalkeepers? I think, I mean, have you got any other cheap goalkeepers you'd recommend? I mean, Ramsdale isn't as cheap as I was thinking he was.
Well, Foster was the ultra cheap one, wasn't he?
Clean sheet central at the moment. Yeah,
and he just saved a penalty.
For Ramsdale. Yeah, but aren't they getting a new goal? Haven't they got a new goalkeeper in
Watford?
Didn't I see? Yeah, I think because they got a long-term injury in their goalkeeper department, haven't they? Or is it Backman?
I don't see that. Backman's fine.
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else just signed that tried to get a goalkeeper in. Maybe I'm inventing it. To be honest, I'm not 100% sure. Maybe edit that bit out then.
Because
what did you do with my list of African players, by the way, last week?
I didn't do anything with it.
Cup of Nations. I was like, there's a few people mocking it. I don't know if you'd like...
Yeah, they're mocking it because it was... Because you wasted 2 minutes.
Hey, look, it was a list, mate. It was a list. Yeah. We need to do more lists.
Chris Jericho with a big fat list just reading that out, and now they're asking you to read out other lists.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we're the home of lists.
I'm not having that.
The new home of lists.
Yes.
We can't do jingles anymore, but they can't take the lists off us.
Hey, we asked for reviews last week and we had a couple in, so I thought I better mention them. So,
oh, yeah. What are they saying?
Someone called The Real Fat Media, PH Fat, Hip Hop Fat. The Real Fat Media said, the only FPL pod that keeps me awake. So I don't know if they're narcoleptic. They also did a winky face. So I don't know if that's like a knowing one, like.
Nice. Good.
They said excellent pod in, long-term listener. They're asking for a return to jingles, which is tricky because of the legal stuff changed in the last year. We also have James Fisher, 1081, who said, about time I posted a review for this podcast. I don't even play FPL, but I listen for the banter between you both. Keep up.
What? Doesn't even play? I mean, crikey. I mean, I can't believe there are people listening to this that don't play FPL. I mean, that is, I mean, he must have really hated the list. Yeah. The African Cup of Nations list must have really. He must have listened to that on double speed, presumably.
I think most people did, or just pressed skip in those 15 seconds like you do if there's an ad in the middle. And then we also had a review I didn't mention, but earlier in the year we had one from Spain. So bonjour to you.
Easy
to listen to as it's entertaining, funny and informative about some FPL tactics. Wish the episodes were longer. And then there's stuff in Spanish. When podcast para seguir la France Premier League, why a pandemia sobre táctica del jugo de forma diverta y entretada, which might be the exact same thing but in Spanish. Well, I don't know, but thank you. That
amazing pronunciations there.
This is my review.
Well, merci beaucoup, Spain. Thank you very much. Very good of you. Do leave us a review if you can, actually, because we're sort of. Yeah, it does help, doesn't it? It helps in some way, some way, shape or form. Seems like the only real way. I mean, can you leave a review on Acast? Because I think the only way I see reviews left is on iTunes. But can you leave reviews elsewhere, Dan?
I don't know, mate. As unlikely as it seems, I've never tried to review our own show, which might be the way forward. We probably should do. But I haven't done that yet. Love that Dan guy. He's the best and love that man.
Yeah. Yeah. I've not gone mad about Watford signing a goalkeeper. They signed a Nigerian keeper.
Well, he's not in the game yet.
No, he's not on the game yet. This is because it's hot off the press, mate. I'm talking about stuff that's, he's Maduka Okeyi. They got him from Sparta Rotterdam. 5.5 year deal.
But surely he's only joining in January then, isn't he?
I don't know what the problem is, because Backman is now fit again. I thought he was quite good for them last season. But
Foster's king of the game week.
Despite his age, he is performing. Well, only because he saved the penalty.
Two of my fullbacks in there, Cancelo and Trent Alexander.
Cancelo was on your bench, but I got loads of players in the team of the week this week, mate. Alexander Arnold, Cancelo, Fornals, and Conor Gallagher. Conor Gallagher, one of the stars. It's just a matter of time till you copy him off me, isn't it? Really, I mean, owned by Chelsea, but doing amazingly well at Palace. 5.8, just consistently scoring goals. Him and Emile Smith Rowe are the sort of bargain basement surprises of the season, or the ones breaking through, I suppose. Perhaps not that surprising, but just in terms of budget midfielders doing well.
Hey,
those two are the ones, aren't they, really?
Budget players, Alan Armstrong. I mean, it's a championship double up front, but Adam Armstrong, he's had a 5 and a 9 now since he's come back. And they play Norwich next. He was the one that I was really tempted to get instead of Tony, but I just couldn't see past having that Norwich game coming up, so I went with him. And Adam Armstrong really kind of keeping me interested. But do I want Hwang and Adam Armstrong? It's not the greatest.
But I just think the strikers are... I'm struggling to find strikers doing really well Yeah, the expensive ones aren't delivering, you know.
Well, the top three, look at them. It's Antonio, who hasn't done anything for how many weeks now? One or two goals in the last, like, 8 weeks. Vardy, who's been on a really dry run.
Who's also gone quiet, yeah.
Three games, but it's dry enough for that sort of money that he costs. And Jesus.
And Jesus, who often doesn't play.
Yeah, and even if he does, he's got the odd assist here and there, but 8.7 million for a couple of assists in the last 8 games.
And he's mainly assists. He's only scored 2 goals this season, so I'm really not feeling Jesus, but I'm not feeling many strikers, really. I mean,
a lot of people hoping that Kane does well this international break and comes back to...
You've got to hope he's going to be reborn under Conte. That's what I was hoping.
Tomato sauce and mayonnaise is banned. You heard all this?
Has he done that old classic thing. Italian... That's just a tabloid lie they do for all Italian managers, isn't it? Surely.
Is it? Well, Ranieri used to say you can have a pizza if you keep the Kane shape.
They've banned ketchup. Oh, no, they're up in arms. I can't believe that they said... I've seen inside that Spurs canteen on the Amazon documentary. I didn't see any condiments on offer. It all looked pretty healthy to me.
Maybe it's like sachets, or they just dollop it on while you're queuing up.
Possibly.
I've seen that thing about Man U's diet. You know, when their menus, what the players had ordered, and it was like Luke Shaw's ordering. Like,
yeah, the pre-season. Yeah.
But then I assume their food is like, it's not like they're getting Sainsbury's ones. They're getting probably like, they've probably put creatine in the sponge and stuff, and you know, they're having bovine gravy or something that gives them full of protein and testosterone.
Right. Do you think is that what they do in the sticky Tommy pudding?
Yeah. I reckon it sounds unhealthy, but it's probably much healthier than it reads.
I think Ronaldo, they've all upped their diet game because of Ronaldo, haven't they, or something? He's
that's
like changed
pathetic.
It the way they. I know. God almighty. God, such anger. You get angry about the weirdest things.
Professional are you? It takes someone to turn up and go,
I know.
I'm an athlete.
In this day and age.
I'll eat healthily. Yeah. Oh, good idea. Oh, look, Ronaldo's doing it. It's like, all right, yeah, but you're still Phil Jones, you know? Just because you start eating quinoa a couple of times a week, don't you? You're going to take 40 yard free kicks.
The only strikers I've got any interest in at the moment is Jimenez, who I'm still not 100% sure is back to his best. But he seems to be scoring goals again, doesn't he? And then if you're looking at teams with new managers coming in, I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it, now? Because there's been quite a few changes. I'm thinking Watkins had started to show signs of returning to a bit of form. At Villa, and maybe under a new manager, Stevie G, potentially he'll get a new lease of life. But you know, he's worth a look.
What about Wilson, Newcastle? They've got Eddie Howe.
And Callum, because Eddie Howe's in there now. And it's going to be all of his old Bournemouth players. Yeah, Ritchie. Ryan Fraser now is worth a look in. Matt Ritchie, the wing back, all his old mates back together again.
Yeah.
Will it be enough to save them from relegation? I'd love it if the Saudis got relegated. It'd be so funny, wouldn't it?
But then they'd be in your division, the Forests, and they'd be like, we'll just buy your players.
It would still be worth it just because it'd be funny.
There's a story.
They invested all that money
today that I can't believe that says that there might be like all the Premier League teams do a sort of, we're not going to do any transfers to you type thing, and they'll boycott Newcastle in terms of selling and loaning players.
Why? Oh, because of the human rights record.
Well, because they think it's not fair out there. You know, they want them to get relegated.
Oh yeah, Man City are jealous now, aren't they? We're not the biggest. We're not the richest anymore, so we're not going to let them join in.
I don't know if it'd be City loaning them players, but you know, the kind of Spurs and Leicesters and Arsenals, I guess. But to me, it sounds like it's nonsense because you know, if you go up to Daniel Levy or Kroenke and go, right, we'll give you 10 million to loan X, Y, and Z player, they'd probably be all over it.
Yeah.
West Ham with a sort of injection of a new owner as well. Have you seen? They've got like this 27% that they've sold to a Czech person.
Yes.
A lot of excitement but I'm not sure to make of that because, I mean, you can have as much money as you want, but you're going to spend any of it. You know, like this guy's worth a billion less than Joe Lewis and the Spurs owner, and it doesn't mean they're going to put the money in.
They do. I mean, they do need a. They need another striker, don't they? They can't just have Antonio season. They need to really spend some money quite quickly.
Centre back because of the injury to Ogbonna. He's probably out for season now.
Yeah, I know. But I see, Zuma scored, Dan. So what's in this area? Watch this space. Listen to my tips. Told you he was going to score, though, didn't I?
Basically, that's what I'm saying.
He's going to score, you know, especially there. And that's just the start of his goal scoring heroics.
Didn't I say get Zuma. Creswell, though, who would have got you like way more points in the same amount of games?
I'm not sure he did, no.
I've noticed Johnson's been a popular buy.
We haven't mentioned him yet, and that's very remiss of us, isn't it?
Well,
£4 million.
I spoke to a West Ham fan, a mate of mine, before the Spurs game, and he was saying that he's not very good. He was slagging him off. I don't know if he's changed his tune now. He's just saying he was a bit wet behind the ears, weren't that good. So he's had good scores the last 3 or 4 weeks. His price has gone up, but you know, you've got Kufal back now, and who's the other lad? Frederick's ex-Spurs player. And he's been out injured for a while, but he's due back. So I just wonder if his you know, ability to get picked, a bit like
they have got a lot Tiscus. Of defenders, haven't they?
A bit like Tiscus.
Merry Tiscus. Yeah, possibly, yeah. But I mean, there's quite a lot of good English wing-backs at the moment, aren't there? English wing-backs.
Speaking of wing-backs. In the game. Did you have a look at Spurs Everton or Everton Spurs, which was a little bit boring, but did you watch any of that?
I didn't watch that. I didn't even watch the highlights. No, it was 0-0. I couldn't bother to watch. Anything of note happened?
The main thing of note was that Reguilon and Royal, the left and right backs, were playing extraordinarily high. At one point, one of them
crossed
in and the other one was on the end of it. It looks like their wing-backs are ones to really keep eyes on if they start. I mean, bear in mind, this was like 2 days of training as well. They both ended up really high at the pitch. Sky did a little dissection of it today as well. It's just basically pointing out that they both ended up really high up the pitch. And in the surprise package, although I didn't mention it the week, was Ben Davies also...
I've had it with him though. He's so heavily rotated. I can't be bothered.
Yeah, but he's the left centre back, not the left back. He was left centre back.
Right, so he's at that back three, is he?
And he ended up very high up the pitch as well at times. So with the
interesting. 4.4.
If it was me,
4.4.
I would be probably.
I'd get Reguilon, I think. Yeah,
I would go. Might maybe go Romero. He got a free bonus as well at the weekend. And
he's 0.1 cheaper than Reguilon as well.
Better sort of differential, but I'm going to wait and see. But I think there's going to be a point when maybe those fullbacks become, you know, you remember in the Chelsea days, Aspilicueta, Alonso, Victor Moses, Ivanovic. Yeah. You used to have a lot of scoring Chelsea defenders.
Not Emerson Royale. You're not going to go with him?
That's what I said. Royal would be the one.
I thought you said Romero.
No, Romero drifts up, but no, I think Royal would be the one that be interested in.
But keep an eye on Davis. Doherty's like a forgotten man, isn't he, really?
He came
back
on.
To Wolves.
He came on. He played at the left.
Oh, yeah. He's only played 26 minutes all season.
He's been extraordinarily disappointed.
What a waste. He was really good as a fantasy football option at Wolves, wasn't he?
Well, keep an eye on it. Maybe we'll get a look in there. He's not eating ketchup and mayonnaise.
Yeah, well, that could change everything, couldn't it? Yeah.
But a bit of a shame for Son. Yeah. He's left me in a sort of quandary now because I was plotting to get Son in myself. His price crept up, so a lot of people have done the same.
Obvious one to get him.
Goes away and plays for Korea. It's not like the nearest game to go and play. And
is he playing this international break, is he?
Yeah, of course, he's like their superstar.
Those four games that Spurs have got, Leeds home, Burnley away, Brentford at home, Norwich at home, certainly the latter two of that.
I mean, I've literally
looking
just
pretty good, isn't it?
Had that with Brentford and gone, oh, yeah, no, that looks good. Great fixtures, Tony and Emiliano Dunn.
Play the player, not the fixtures, Dan. That's what you always say, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyone else caught your eye this week? I see Tielemans injured, so that's a little bit of an upset. Skip's suspended for Spurs, which might upset their midfield balance a little bit. There's been a few knocks. Livermento's got a little injury, although it sounds like you're probably
I think he'll be all right after the international break. He'll probably be okay, I'd imagine. Yeah, who else was in the team of the week? I didn't think there was anyone. I mean, Trossard popped up with another goal, didn't he? I can't believe Harvey Barnes scored. I mean, the one time neither of us have him. But he's just in and out of that squad at the moment. He's not really holding down a place, is he, in the starting 11? Although maybe even he's got a slight knock, apparently. But if Tielemans is injured, he'll get more of a chance, I suppose.
I mean, supposedly, the teams with the easiest fixtures over the next four games, the Spurs have the Leeds, Burnley, Brentford, Norwich, as we were saying. It's Burnley who have Palace, Tottenham, Wolves, Newcastle. Mm. So, I mean, that doesn't sound too bad on paper, Burnley. And no one's really got Burnley players, have they? And then Norwich.
No, but then Cornet's the one to get, isn't he, I suppose, for them? At the moment, if I was going to go for a Burnley player.
Expensive,
I do like him. Wow, what is he, about six million or something?
Yeah, there's loads. You can get, you know, Smith Rowe, your Gallagher, there's a few of those.
Yeah. There's a few around that sort of price, I suppose. Yeah, and the aforementioned Trossard, I suppose. Has Norwich got a new manager yet?
I don't know.
Look, there's so many changes at the moment. Because Farker's definitely off, isn't he, as Gary Lineker said at the end of the match today, very nicely.
What about Leeds? Leeds, look, they've got away at Tottenham, away at Brighton, home to Palace, home to Brentford.
Yeah, Bamford's still out though.
Yeah,
Bamford's out for a bit longer. Is he close to a return?
Not that I'm aware of, but I mean, they're doing all right. It's Rodrigo's looking interesting. I remember you flagged him earlier in the season. He's scored 8 against Wolves, 6 against Norwich. Nothing against Leicester there, but he seems to be a bit more of a regular now. And you know, their fixtures aren't outrageously bad. He's only got 2% ownership. I think he's worth keeping half an eye on.
Who's that young lad that came on and did well a couple of weeks ago?
They're very excited. Is it Shackleton or someone?
No, Joe Gelhardt. Joe Gelhardt. He came on, looked really good. I think he won a penalty and then nearly scored the winner.
4.5 mil.
I thought at the time I'll add him to my watch list. I haven't done it. I've done it now. He's now been added.
He's already got 1% ownership somehow, which seems quite a lot for a player that's played like 10 minutes.
Yeah, and he's 4.5. I think it was after that performance, presumably. But he's not done anything else since.
Yeah, he's had a knock.
Yeah, like Norwich have got some decent fixtures coming up, but it's Norwich.
Yeah, exactly.
Even with the new manager, you know, what's really going to happen?
And then,
but Villa should be interesting to see what happens with them if Stevie G comes down. That'd be quite exciting, wouldn't it?
Another one that's interesting is Man U. If you look at those fixtures, other than Chelsea away, I mean, Arsenal home is tricky as well, I'd say now, but they've got so much greenery, especially through December.
Yeah. And it's typical. Mad, that's why I can't get rid of Ronaldo.
Yeah, fair enough. And I see Cavani's got a tweak now, hasn't he? He's saying that he's got 10 issues.
Oh, really?
So that'll probably
Ronaldo isn't a big game player anymore. In the big games, they're the ones he does nothing in. In Europe, but in the Premier League, he's not a big game player. He keeps just getting angry and nearly getting sent off and not doing anything.
I mean, the problem with United
seems to be on his way.
I mean, the Fernandez is so expensive still. Ronaldo is crazy expensive. So you're looking at maybe, I mean, even like Rashford's a lot, and he's not really playing very much. Greenwood's starting to get dropped. His price is coming down. I'd really like to have like someone like Fernandez. If he was about 8 million, even 10 million, with the fixtures that they've got, I would probably be quite interesting, because it's typical Solskjaer. They'll probably have lose against Chelsea, whoever it is, that tough game they've got coming up.
Yeah, they'll get battered one week and then they win.
December, they'll
get a big win the next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd have thought so, wouldn't you? Well, anything else to add, Dan, at this point? Because my son wants his dinner, as you can hear.
What's he having?
he's having fish pie.
Right.
But
innuendo-led clad meal.
He's eating fish pie. Is it innuendo clad? I'll say that to him. Here you go. Here's your innuendo clad dinner.
It's one of the rudest meals, I think, but I don't want to associate it with a kid, but I'm just saying it's a juvenile
God, joke. It's like being on Carry On sometimes. I mean, I can't imagine what that Spanish listener thinks of your saucy references to fish.
Hey, tapas Spanish doesn't reviewer. Sound much less rude.
Tap that ass. Yeah, nice. Oh, good, good. Oh, God. What have I said?
Carry on down red arrows. well.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's some relief from your international break boredom, isn't it? From
I mean, all we sit and wait for is to see if anyone's getting injured. That's what I spend the whole international break. I know, are they going to be injured?
Yeah, that's it. I've just seen Declan Rice has pulled out of the international break because he wants to obviously stay fresh.
Yeah,
he is having a good season, to be fair.
Yeah.
And like even becoming more of an attacking option as well. Just West Ham flying, aren't they? I mean,
it's weird so being well. In a world where West Ham are half decent.
I'm sure it's. I mean, it's got to come to an end soon, but.
Well, I had a look because I was having this chat the other day about because they were getting an article about are they title challengers now? And then
obviously that's not happening. Yeah.
Yeah, and there was a season not that long ago, about 3 years ago, where it was like Southampton and Swansea were top four at this stage of the season.
Yeah.
Obviously, Tottenham were top of the league last season after 11 games. It's you know, they're having a good start, but I live in hope that that is.
And they've got Man City and Chelsea on the horizon.
Imagine that Liverpool.
Look what they did to Liverpool, exactly. You know,
Alisson, so. By the way, my God.
Yeah.
Awful. Good. Awful goals to concede.
Cres very weak. Easily pushed around, but I think goalkeepers are in that position where they think if they get touched by anyone, they'll just get, obviously, they'll get a penalty, they'll get a foul for that, and it doesn't happen so much anymore.
Oh, it's a worry if other teams start picking up that sort of mantle and going for that on corners with him there, because he looked quite wobbly. And I know they're brilliant, they're the set piece kings, old West Ham, but still.
Yeah, they love it, don't they? Absolutely love it. I just need to find a keeper. I've got a goalkeeping crisis, as you say, so any suggestions welcome on the goalkeeper front.
Okay.
Any what about Tim Krul? Save points for Norwich. Yeah.
You've got cruel intentions. Fair enough.
Yes, nice. Yeah, he's actually had some quite good scores looking back. A few goalless draws where he's had bonus points. Yeah. He's an option. I'm going to put him on and watch this just for fun. And you know he saves. You know he likes to save a penalty, don't you? You know that. Everyone knows that.
Let's find out who you pick.
Wow. Yeah. Well, there you go. Should we end it there, Dan? Anything else to add?
Yeah. That's it. That adrenaline fueled
that bombshell. Yeah. Thanks for listening. If you got to this stage, do leave us a review if you can be asked, and we'll see you soon.
Enjoy the fish pie.
Thank you very much. I will, and so will my son, as I feed him my innuendo-clad fish pie. In the meantime, remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.